My name is Ulrike Lunacek. I am a member of the European Parliament for Austria with the Green Group. I am the foreign affairs spokesperson for the Greens in the European Parliament, and I'm also the co-president of the Intergroup on Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Rights in the European Parliament.
You spoke this morning at this Council of Europe-sponsored conference on LGBT rights. What do you think needs to be done then to persuade the majority population that they also should take this issue seriously?
I think there has been a change in public opinion already over the last 10 to 20 years, that the majority population, not everybody, but a big part of the population is quite open already to LGBT issues, to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender issues, because there have been some people visible, there have been some music stars or TV stars or others out and open about it, or politicians like myself and others. I think that has helped to open people's minds that lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people are people like everybody else. But it's important that lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people can live an open life, and my experience is the more open we ourselves are and be very natural about who we are and that our partners are of the same sex, the easier it also is for straight people to accept us. I mean, it's a give and take. Yeah, of course there are some straight people who will never accept our lifestyle. Yeah, but it's so important, and I've had very good experiences with just being very open-minded. And of course, laws help. Laws of anti-discrimination that prohibit hate speech or hate crime even, or discrimination on any grounds, that you can rent an apartment together with your lesbian or gay partner. Yeah, these things help a lot. That you can have teachers who are lesbians or gays. Yeah, that pupils in schools are that. Yeah, that helps a lot to open people's minds and just to accept that it's normal to be different.
What can LGBT campaigners in parts of Europe learn from the Austrian experience?
I think one thing is, and we've had that in the task force in my own party, in the Greens, we have had quite some creative and I think also humorous events that we did. For example, we did one event in front of the Conservative Party's premises and said, we are the pink sheep of the family. And we had really a pink sheep there. Yeah? We had some friends who are sheep farmers, and he agreed that we could paint with a biological organic color, yeah? It's sheep, pink. So that roused great and with a lot of humor, yeah? Saying that's sheep. Yeah? So they can be pink or white or black or whatever, but it's sheep. Yeah? It's like with humans. So I think these kind of examples where you can take people from the humorous part side, yeah, that helped a lot to make people also more relaxed when talking about lesbian or gay issues, yeah, and not just always talk about sex and what they're doing in bed, yeah. Mm. Of course, that's part of life, but that's part of life for everybody, yeah. But this kind of, I think, humorous, creative approaches help.
How important is this conference today in Strasbourg?
It is very important. It brings together people from, I think, how many, 18 countries, as has been said at the opening. It brings together people who are already active in LGBT issues, people who are in institutions, state institutions, in international institutions, in the European Union, in the Council of Europe, and it makes clear what we have already achieved, but also what still needs to be done. And there, myself working on foreign affairs, working on enlargement, for example, the cooperation that the Council of Europe has started in one of its programs with countries like Montenegro or Albania, yeah, in accession countries, in countries that we hope soon will become part of the European Union. That's a good cooperation also between Council of Europe and, well, cooperation, a good way of partnership, yeah, between Council of Europe and European Union. Because from European Union side, part of the accession process for these countries is that they also have to have good anti-discrimination laws and that they have to have progress in recognition of LGBT people. So there's still lots of things to do in our own countries, in European Union countries, in COE, in Council of Europe countries, against homophobia. We have a rise of hate crimes and hate speech in some countries, which we have to tackle and we have to confront. So we still need lots of support from the general public, from state institutions, and this conference, I think, is working on that.